Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Starting the chapter, Kitabu Hamdillahi Ta'ala wa Shukrihi, the chapter or the book of praising and thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So under this new broader chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought his subchapter, Babu Fadlil Hamdi wa Shukri, the chapter on the virtue of praising and thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In reality, we cannot thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala enough. It doesn't matter how much we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how can we thank Allah Pak for all the favors that He has given us? From before we have been born, from the time we were in the womb of the mother, from the time we were in the womb of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of us. In layers of darkness, in layers and in times where we were completely incapable of even helping ourselves to an inch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of us. When we were born and we were young, very young, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of us. All the times that we went through in our lives, the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed our hearts to beat, allowed our breathing systems to work, allowed our digestive system to work, allowed our eyes and mind and all the other parts of the body, the blood to flow, etc. All this is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been given us, the water that Allah Pak has given us, the children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the wives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and ultimately this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and this Iman that Allah Pak has given us. How can we ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these ni'mat? The person just thinks and he sits and thinks that Allah Pak had given me parents who brought me up, He given me people to look after me when I was young. It could have been such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give me any of these ni'mats. I could have been left stranded. Allah Pak didn't need to give it to me, but it was only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. And this ni'mat of Iman is such a great ni'mat that when a person has this Iman, this is like a boarding pass to enter Jannah. How a person has got the boarding pass, he's just waiting now to enter the plane, the aeroplane. Person has got the boarding pass in his hand of Jannah. This is the Iman that the person that Allah Pak has bestowed a person. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought a few ayat of the Quran, and then he brings hadith as the style of the muhaddisin, that they would bring ayat of the Quran to support the chapter. So the chapter is the virtue of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making shukr. So they would bring the ayat of the Quran to support the chapter, and then they would bring the hadith, the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak mentions in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me and I will remember you. Give thanks to me and do not be ungrateful to me. Allah Pak is saying that, give thanks to me, make shukr to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Pak says, if you are grateful to me, I will give you more. One recipe, one small nuskha, one prescription to increase what a person has got is be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get two types of people. One person always is looking at the negative side, and one person is always looking at the positive side. We should be like the person that is looking at the positive side. Take a glass of water that's filled halfway. The water that is filled halfway. You get two types of people. One person will look at that glass and he'll say, this thing is half full. The water, this glass is half full. Another person will look at that same glass of water and he'll say it's half empty. So the way we look at it positively. Look at everything in the positive light. We should be like that one who's looking at it half full. Don't look at it that is half empty. Look at everything. Take out the positives of everything. A person will always be happy. In everything you can take out negatives. But we should always be such. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such. That everything he took out the positives. Everything he looked for the positive and took it out from there. Obviously everything that was permissible, everything that was good, everything that was prescribed in Shariat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all praise is due. Say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah. These are something, sometimes you'll hear the Arabs, that very often they got these words on their tongues. We should also try to bring these words, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And a person should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he should bring these words. Even this hamd we'll find and we'll see from the hadith and from the ayat, that praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one form of shukr. If you're not sure how to make shukr, just say alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Person continuously is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by saying alhamdulillah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When the Jannatis will enter Jannah, can you imagine the scene? When the Jannatis will enter Jannah, now they'll make, they say, like the final dua, how we, in an ijtima when we have, or when there's a gathering that a person has, or we have a gathering in the masjid, at the end we'll say, this is the final dua. The final dua is taking place. So what will be the final dua of the Jannatis after they enter Jannah? وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The final dua of the Jannatis will be Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. After they see the beauty, the glamour, the ni'mats, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and sustainer of the entire universe. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utiya laylatan usriya bihi biqadhain من خمر ولبن فنظر إليهما فأخذ اللبن فقال جبريل الحمد لله الذي هداك للفطرة لو أخذت الخمر غوت أمتك. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that on the night of Mi'raj, two bowls were presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in one bowl, one was containing wine and the other was containing milk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at both and he took the milk. So he looked at both and he took the milk. So two bowls, one had wine, one had milk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at both and he took the milk. Jibreel alayhi wa sallam said to him, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided you to fitrah, the natural way. If you had chosen the wine, your ummah would have gone astray. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a totally natural path, natural way. Everything he did was something that was natural according to the fitrat of men. In other words, the way, the natural, clean, pure heart should do things. And even on this occasion of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was presented with two bowls. One had wine, one had milk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken the milk. So here also we learn that Islam is a natural religion which the hearts and the minds take. It's just that people's minds are so polluted, so corrupt, that when they don't look with a pure mind and when you don't look with a clear heart, then you don't see these things. But when a person looks at the clear heart and looks with a clear mind, then you'll find that everything is totally beautiful, everything is totally natural in Islam. One more hadith. وَعَنْهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ كُلُّ مُرْئٍ ذِي بَالٍ لَا يُبْدَأُ فِيهِ بِالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ أَقْطَعُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this hadith is reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, every important matter which is not commenced with Alhamdulillah, with all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is defective. What this means is that when a person is starting and he's beginning any matter that is important, person should always take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's doing something important, as we mentioned once before, that a person should try and say Bismillah, he should try and say Alhamdulillah before he does anything, and the amount of barakah that is in there is far, far, far in excess of anything else that a person can do when doing that effort or doing that work. He takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount of barakah that will come. Person is starting his car, he says Bismillah. A person is opening the shop, opening the door, he says Bismillah. A person is jumping into the car, for example, he says Bismillah. Person is alighting from the car, he says Bismillah. Now this is such an easy thing, although you will find that in many instances there is du'as to be read. But if a person doesn't know the du'a, the minimum he can do is he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here this hadith is teaching us, if we leave the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out, then whatever we're doing now will be defective. Defective in which sense? That the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not taken. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that continuously we try and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get in the habit of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.